Cerruto, try it again. Fans on the feet, 6,000 in attendance. The payoff is flied into right field, going back at the warning track, at the wall. It's gone! Go ahead, three-run home run for the senior! Peter Cerruto has given the Indiana Hoosiers the lead!
The Indiana University baseball team split a doubleheader, losing the Troy series Sunday 2-1. The Hoosiers won the morning contest 10-7 and lost the afternoon rubber match by a score of 15-11. Josh Pine broke out of a small slump to get 5 hits on the day, and Nick Mitchell continued his solid 2 weeks at the plate since returning from injury. Pine, Mitchell, and head coach Jeff Mercer met with the media following the doubleheader.
Josh, obviously you'd been struggling for about the last week or so, but really kind of broke out today. What was feeling different today?
Just really needed to find my approach again, get out of my own way a little bit, and just get back to the basics, really, was all it was.
Okay. What was it kind of like playing a doubleheader, especially 2 games lasting north of 3 hours?
It was a long day, for sure. I thought the team showed poise and battled all day long, and that's something good to see out of a team, you know, especially on long days like this.
I guess more specifically in that second game, it was kind of a high-scoring game, lots of walks, lots of errors. How do you guys stay in your approach?
You're not going to change the course of the game with one swing, and so just trying to get runners on base and then just move them one base at a time is kind of what you have to do, and I thought we did that really well today.
Big day to play, Nick, I mean, between both games. How'd you feel about, you know, succeeding here? A lot of guys were having trouble with these pitchers, but it seemed like you just kept smacking it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about staying within your approach, like he said, and trusting the work that you do behind the scenes, and it'll translate on the field.
What is your approach as the leadoff hitter for this team?
Of course, I like to see a lot of pitches, but just really getting on base is the main thing. I know that's my job. My job's not to hit home runs, so I go up there looking to get good pitches and put a good swing on it and just get on base for my guys behind me.
Feel pressure either of you as an offense to just put up a lot of runs given the scores?
I don't think so. Like I said, I think we're big on just working one base at a time. You know, Nick gets on base. How do we score him? How do we move him over? How do we get him in? And, we got guys in the lineup that'll hit home runs any given time. And so it's just not something you really think about. It'll come. But just trying to advance one base at a time and just put up runs.
Nick, you guys are seeing a lot of left-handed relievers. So as a left-handed hitting group, are you guys doing something specific to try to deal with left-handed pitching?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of drill work for both sides, like angled machines and stuff. So, I mean, it works and it helps for all types of pitchers. So you can kind of just be ready for anything they throw at you.
So you had a lot of things go well today, but you also had probably what you would call execution issues today.
Yeah.
Can you just kind of address what you?
Yeah, honest. Last night I gave it to the position players pretty good, more than I have in probably in a long time. And I just didn't think that we competed very well. I thought we were a little bit dejected, maybe not dejected. That's not the right word, but frustrated. And you know, last weekend didn't go awesome, and you know, you're battling and all that kind of stuff, and so you're frustrated, and so we had a good conversation last night, and I really challenged him, and just said, like, we've got to show up and be better than that. We can deal with the mistakes along the way, but I just didn't feel like we were the team that we typically are. And then today, I thought that group was really good. I mean, we competed like crazy, and you know, we were so good defensively the first couple of weeks, and we've kind of regressed in that. And you would like to think we can continue to do those things, and we got to get back and we just got to practice and try to do that. I know I say that a lot, but I mean, we've played a lot of games in succession without much time in between, or when it has, it's been rain. So we just got to practice for a couple of days. I think that would be a big part of it. But not typical. Some of the defensive miscues. We had a base running miscue where we're trying to make something happen that's probably not there. We kind of just need to get out of the guy's way, and ends up being probably a run or two in that inning as well. So, yeah, from the position player group standpoint, it was a great day in totality. But we talked about when we get back and we have a chance to kind of go over post game notes. Let's not take away from the fact that they did respond. They responded really well. They responded to the challenge, and they were terrific offensively. I mean, it was the first time. It was just a like a slugfest, just back and forth. And you know, we've been a little bit of front runners, and so we'll get a lead and kind of hold it and then kind of pull away. And we haven't been in a back and forth affair. And today was the first time. I thought they did a really good job with that, but we have to go back in and address some of the other things with them. Yeah.
Are you feeling any deja vu? Like, which way do you think? Because 2 years ago, obviously, you were having some high scoring games with pitching, yeah, as you are early here, yeah, and it wasn't going too well, and it never, yeah, got put it together. Last year, too early wasn't great, you know, and then you, yeah, figured it out. So, are you more concerned that this could end up like it did 2 years ago, or optimistic that you're going to start to get going here, much like you did last year?
Yeah, we'll get it ironed out. We had, you know, two or three guys this week that just kind of came up tight, and so all of a sudden now you're banking on probably another six or eight innings from two or three other guys that came up tight, and you don't want to push them, and so they're down, and now you're really up against it, and now you got a day where the wind's blowing out 25 miles an hour to right field, and you're facing an offense that's got, I think, their first five guys are seniors, and so you're in it, like you're in a fight, so you're up against it. You got a lot of baseball against a really offensive team, and we got thin, and the reality is we had a couple guys that are old enough to be in the fight better than they were today, and we just didn't do it. And we've done it a couple of times where it's hard sometimes when you don't know what you're going to get from a guy, and you have the same guy that'll cruise an inning or two, and then that same guy, you put him in that same situation and he really struggles. So I'm not concerned. I would much rather win today than not win today. But we'll get everybody in the right spots. We'll get them all figured out. We like we did last year. And you know, you look at Rice today. I know Rice gave a couple of homers, but he was super competitive. Like, his stuff was good, and he was in the fight. You know, Julian was down today. He had some back tightness, but he's been really good. You know, Jack Moffitt was really good today. And so you start adding those guys up, and once we get on a more regular schedule, hopefully this is like no more doubleheaders on Sundays. Let's not do that anymore. We'll get him squared away.
So is this going to be a long-term problem with Julian, or are we going to see him again?
He'll be fine, yeah. He just had some back tightness. So it was 27 degrees, so it was not shocking. He was a little bit tight, but, yeah, he'll be okay.
You mentioned Troy's got a good offense. How much, yeah, of that was compounded with the double-digit walks in both games today?
Yeah, it was a huge part of it, yeah. And, you know, tight zones, and that was fine. Like, I would prefer to have a tight zone, have a true zone, but they had tight zones, and we weren't competitive enough, and we didn't attack enough in those situations. So yeah, you give good offenses free bases, and they're gonna go, and they did, and we added a few errors in there. We added a few fielding errors in there. Now I'm not gonna belabor the point too much because those position guys were on the field for, you know, 7 hours today. So, we put those together. It's the primary cause of their run production is free bases.
Tucker Petty looked like a real shine, you know, for the second half of the game. He put the brakes on the game.
Yeah.
All those innings, 6-4-3, and then all those zeros.
Yeah.
So what was different about him today?
He attacked. He was really confident, and he's got great stuff. I mean, it's cold today, and he's still 91, 93, 91, 94. He's got a sinker. He's just been inconsistent. You know, mechanically he's inconsistent, and the fastball profiles are inconsistent, and hasn't thrown strikes. He's super talented, and he really wants it. So, yeah, I would say from that second game, a real bright spot for me is his emergence there, and that's what, you know, to your point earlier, your question about, you know, the kind of the future. It's like, it's guys like that getting there, super talented and young, they get in there and they take it. It's like, okay, now we got to do that again. The next time we get in there, that's what we expect. It's 92, 94 with a good sinker and a slider for a strike. He was excellent. He was excellent. You know, and so yeah, that was a bright spot for sure. I agree.
In the first game, you had a few situations in which they got some easy hits against your defensive shifts.
Yeah.
Can you kind of explain? I mean, it seems like you shifted a little bit less in the second game. Was that?
They're old enough and they were good enough where they just hit out of it. So you can use all the data and metrics in the world, and they get two strikes and just saw off pitches and shoot them in the other holes. I just told Eric we have to stop. and I don't want to say that disrespectfully, because he worked so hard to put together all that information and all those shifts. And it's right until they are able to just like hit a 42 mile an hour ground ball on the vacant left side, and we have to go away from it. So kudos to them. I mean, that's what you, as an offensive player, that's what you want to be able to do. You get the two strikes and hit the ball the other way, and or hit out of the shift, and it's easier said than done, but they were able to do it, and so we couldn't just continue to have the extreme shifts that we had earlier.
Can you talk about how, like, more in the first game, how you reached for Jack Moffitt and just about his performance, why you reached for him?
Yeah, the sinker has been terrific. So Coach Klein was able to teach him a different sinker when he came in, and so he's been awesome for us. It's a low release with a big time sinker, and so being a strike thrower and competitive, I mean, he's a guy that could potentially be a starter for you and give you some more length. So yeah, he gave us a big lift and a couple of shutdown innings and was super competitive. So it was really nice. I thought, you know, I know that the scoring was back and forth in the first game too, but we had some bright performances. I thought on the mound, I thought we did a good job, and it just stinks that you have two games in one day, so you got to just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into the pen. But yeah, Jack was great, and hopefully he can continue to kind of expand on that role, because he's a great kid and he's very talented, and we need him.
And Josh really turned it around today. Yeah, from Friday, he looked a little uncomfortable to play, maybe some bad choices. Yeah. But then, what, five hits in two games for him?
He was awesome. He did. And then we talked last night. He and I are really, really close. And just he wants to be good so bad. He wants to help so bad. He feels such a sense of obligation to the community and to the program and to his teammates. And we just talked about it. All you can do is the best you can do. And you just show up and play and compete, and you know, that extra pressure on yourself doesn't help, and not that I didn't do anything. We just had a good conversation, and I thought he played really loose and free today, you know, and it was funny. I told him, before I left yesterday for the field, my son Grady said, hey, Dad, I have a special guest day in a couple of weeks. I said, okay, who are you going to bring? He said, I want to bring Josh Pine. And I said, really? I said, why is that? He said, well, he's my friend. He's always nice to me. And last summer, he took me fishing. And nobody in my class has met the baseball boys before. So I told Josh that, you know, last night, and we got a good laugh about it. And he went out today. I thought he played really loose and free and confident. He attacked. It just was the player that we know him to be. And that's pretty normal for a guy to want to, you know, especially when he's from here, he wants to do well. So I was really, really happy for him. And I thought Tyler Cerny really had a much better day today than yesterday as well. I thought he was much more under control and much more focused, and I thought he had a good day too.
Another guy who maybe had a good day, Carter, I think he went deep the other way today. How important is it for him to show that power of the opposite field?
Carter was a different guy today. Carter was a ball player today. And, you know, he played with an edge, and there's a difference in showing an edge and competing with an edge. I'm talking like being on time and getting a fastball on the plate and hammering that thing over and over again and being tough with two strikes, hitting the ball the other way. He was a ball player today. We've seen that from him before, but today it was him again. And he always had a thumb injury at Baylor. And at a certain point, I think you just have to say, like, to hell with it. I'm just going to go play through this thing, and I'm going to let it go. And he did today. He played like a man among boys today, and he hammered that ball to left into the wind. I mean, to hit that ball out of here dead left into the wind is no small feat. So yeah, he had a great day, great game. And I compliment him to the team today, because he was a panther. I was telling those guys that they're on the prowl and they're mean and they're going on the hunt. And he was a panther today. He played great, and he played a good center field.
Devin had a lot of poor luck lately, where a lot of balls hit right at people, and it seems like the luck seemed to turn around for him today.
Yeah, he joked. He said, yeah, I've got the Cal Sefcik treatment recently. Cal lined out like five times in his first eight at-bats. And so, yeah, he did. He hit so many balls hard that he's going to have tough luck, just because he hit so many balls hard that somebody get caught. But, yeah, his direction is super important. And when his direction is right, and his effort isn't too much, you know, he's as pure of a hitter as there is in the country. But yeah, some balls fell on for him today. And the hard thing about, you know, being Devin is that he just gets pitched so difficultly. And so sometimes he's such a smart kid that he'll work through the whole Rolodex of options. And sometimes it's just got to be like, hey, just be on fastball timing and trust your eyes. But yeah, he was able to find a few base hits, hit some balls hard, and use the shift against them and do some of that. He was really good.
I'll send you, can I just send you out real quickly on a positive note? We got confirmation from IU today, and we were told we can write about it. The replay sounds like it's coming in the next week or two for you guys to have here. How happy are you about that? And also, how happy are you that the men's basketball team won a thriller today to go out on a good
win? Four in a row, right?
Yep.
Hey, what's it? One's a win, two in a row, three's a streak. So we're on a streak. Yeah, four in a row now, right? So that's awesome. Very happy for those guys. And Coach Woodson, the replay is, I'm thrilled. I'm excited. So it would be nice to not have coaches screaming at the umpires across the field all game about calls that no one can overturn. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to, like, stick up for your players. We'll just say, like, just take a look at it. So I'm very appreciative. I'm very, very thankful that the athletic department has made the decision to invest into that. It's not something everyone does, and so we're very fortunate. I'm very, very thankful and happy about it. So can't wait until it's operational.
Indiana next travels to Nashville, Tennessee on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. against number 9 Vanderbilt before coming home Wednesday for a 5 p.m. game against Illinois State. See you at the BART.